Live local talk. It's Tesh Matters on the voice of the Tesh. Kane Radio, AM 1240. New Iberia's only daily live call-in talk show.
Minutes after 10 o'clock. Jeff Boggs with you. Phone lines open at 367-1240. When we do have a guest in studio, as we do now, we ask that you try and keep it consistent with the guest and topic. But with this guest, there are an array of topics we can talk about as we welcome in New Iberia Mayor Freddie DeCourt. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning. Good to be here.
Pleasure to have you. Glad you could make it despite the weather. Give us a state of the city weather-wise here.
You know, we're doing good. We dodged a bullet. We've had a little bit of flooding, but not much. Just a little water holding on roads, but I haven't heard of anything, you know, drastic. Wind's blowing kind of now harder than it had been, but saw a few limbs down, a few things. I have to shout out to my public works crews. We were cleaning drains yesterday. They did an excellent job. We really thoroughly went through many of the problem areas and got the drains as clean as we could. We've been working on drainage the last couple of weeks, hot and heavy, trying to deal with those issues on Lewis and Jefferson Terrace and Weldon and all those streets. We have some areas of St. Peter Street that hold a little too much water for me.
Yeah.
Center Street. So we've really been identifying those areas and working those hard. But, you know, we're in pretty good shape. Gave out a lot of sandbags, man. Wow. I was surprised. We had 25 pallets of sandbags ready on Tuesday, and then the sand was too wet for the sandbagging machine, so we had 16 people making more sandbags, and four or five people on the road handing them out, and we gave out every one of those 25 pallets plus everything the people that our crews made. So it was thousands of sandbags. That blew me away. So on the next day, we tried something different, a little more like the parish does, that we had the sand and the bags and people would fill them themselves. And I need to thank the sheriff. Both days he sent us four inmates.
Okay.
So that was a big help.
Oh, yeah.
And so on the second day, because I'm there, I can't turn it off. I'm there with my calculator trying to figure out how much the bags cost the first day and how much the bags cost the second day. Well, you can easily imagine that I cut my cost more than half on the second day, you know, so we're going to try to meet in the middle. I think in the future, we've already got two loads of sand that I purchased. I got an extra load yesterday that'll dry inside the building. And then it would take seven people instead of 15 people. And seven people could make the 24, 25 pallets of bags. So that would cut my cost down. And then I think in the future, after we give out a day of the bags that we've, you know, a couple thousand bags we put together, then I think we will switch to one man. Hopefully we could continue. I mean, I'm not pressing my luck, but it was very nice of the sheriff to give me four inmates. If I could continue with four inmates, I went out there four or five times yesterday and just kind of monitored, helped out where I could. That kind of seemed to meet in the middle. Before the prior administration, they did like the parish and just put the sand in the bags out. I like being able to help people. I like the service of, you know, that we can fill some, but I kind of think in the future we can meet in the middle and maybe have, you know, one round of filled bags and then another round of the community. And it was kind of neat. You had probably 10 people, 8 people at any one time, you know, people with their kids and you know, neighbors helping each other and people filling bags. So, and they went pretty quickly.
Were you able to gauge who was in need?
Yeah, you could because, you know, I went, and it was fun. I went and I'd fill bags and cut up with people while we were, you know, talking. And yeah, almost everybody, many, many, many people came. And, you know, when this floods, my house floods. When the water gets up to this level at this business, I'm taking on water. I was really surprised at the amount of people that really, you know, do have issues. And, you know, we live in a flat city.
Oh, yeah.
And when the water's up and the tides are high, there's no place for the water to go. So I am amazed at how many people really do get water at their house, or really it is that threatened at their business that, you know, I think sometimes these bags make the difference.
Yeah, you know, I was talking to my colleagues in Lafourche Parish yesterday, and, you know, just bragging on the fact that we're 18 feet up here, right around in this area, and we hardly notice it, but you don't have to go far to see it. I mean, it's amazing.
You're right about that. You're right about that. But anyway, so I just feel blessed that we dodged a bullet and
lessons learned apart from the sandbags.
Yeah, I think that was one. We're now going to take the hopefully the GIS mapping system, map all the drains that we just cleaned thoroughly, and then that way we can kind of get on a grid system that I don't know how long it will take yet. I'll tell you that after I put it together, and kind of get on a rotation where at least I know in a certain amount of time we would do the whole city, you know, be able to clean section at a time. So, you know, that was interesting, and it's just fun to be out and watch my crews work and just see what works and, you know, what could improve or, you know, what they can teach me. I'm the new guy.
Well, yeah, you were certainly in office during storms in 2005 and in 2008. But in the new role, and I'm not sure if you attended the emergency preparedness meetings.
Yes.
Prior to this particular
storm. I had
storm.
Gone once or twice, and this time I went to all of them. And, it is kind of a different role. You know, I wasn't thinking about, like, perfect example. I agonized over when to close City Hall and when to open City Hall. And, you know, that's just kind of a tough call because you want people to work and get back to work, but then you don't want to put people in harm's way. It's a lot more to think about. It was much easier. It was simpler when I was the pro tem just running around cleaning some drains. On my own and not really, you know, when you start looking at the cost of everything, looking at all the people that you're responsible for, and you now have 187 employees you didn't have when you were a pro tem, you know, in a way, it's just more to think about.
What did you think of the process? It's parish government's responsibility, the emergency preparedness. They've got that role. But, again, sitting in those meetings, how do you think that process went?
Press Marshall does a bang-up job. I mean, you get in, it's organized, you've got all the players there. You know, we had our fire chief, our public works, they have theirs. You've got Larry and all of his staff. It just really flows well, and I was impressed. I mean, I think that they have a good system. They have their act together. Kept us informed at every turn, chimed in if they thought you should do this or do that, or like when we had discussions about closing City Hall, it was kind of an open table discussion, and they pointed out a few things maybe I hadn't thought about. So I was impressed. I mean, I really feel that we have a good group.
Good to hear. Hopefully we won't need them too much more this summer, but yeah, you never know. And I worry that these things tend to trend.
I know. Yeah. And you know, you hate to say that, but we haven't had a storm in quite a few years. Like to put that off a little while longer, but this was a good, I don't want to say dry run, but it was, nice to ease into it in my new role as one that wasn't some giant storm.
Yeah, certainly interests along the coast more affected.
Correct.
We were talking about Sippermore Point off air. Saw some pictures there. Obviously, some camps probably inundated. Hopefully, people have learned a little bit in the last couple of years to build up as much as possible. But obviously, some city residents do have interests in those areas. But anything you're aware of down there?
Just the water's up and the wind's blowing the wrong way.
Yeah.
I know it is starting to flood some areas, and I have friends who have low camps. I had a low camp. My camp was built in the 40s. I sold it a couple of years ago, and it flooded five times while I owned it. I mean, there was nowhere to go.
Yeah.
Probably one of the lowest ones left at the point. So, some of those people I feel for because I'm sure that they're getting water right now and just, boathouses and, a lot of stuff to take care of.
Yeah, no doubt. City Council met Tuesday night, pretty brief meeting, wasn't much on the agenda and dealt with quickly. As I was listening back to it, it just seemed like a group of people who had other things maybe on their mind and for good reason.
Well, I think everyone was ready to go prep for the
right
coming storm, and the agenda was put out before the storm.
Yeah, right.
It was going to be a light meeting, and so, there wasn't a lot of extra discussion on anything, and we just moved quickly through the business at hand, and David Broussard voted while he was on vacation.
How about that? I was impressed.
Yeah, I was like, man, that was a trick. And I don't know what happened with that. I said, Dan Marlowe, you'll press that button? Nobody did. It was just kind of funny that, we cast our vote, and he was voting.
There you go.
It was a pretty quick meeting, and the next one's going to be a bang-up meeting. I'm kind of already seeing some of the agenda stuff, and we'll skip one with the 4th of July.
Right.
And so the next meeting, I think, will make up for our quick meeting.
Yeah. I felt bad.
We'll pay the price.
Kind of felt bad when I saw the Iberian headline post-meeting, something to do with fire hoses. You know, it's like that was the big news out of the meeting. That was decommissioning some fire hoses.
Yeah. Well, you know, the people that make the fire hose, I don't know who's in cahoots with who, but they keep changing the pressure rating that you need to say it's a good hose. You have to test it at higher pressure, and those hoses are busting more and more. So I laugh and say somebody lobbied hard for that.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, so we got rid of some crap, you know, some equipment and some hoses and some, you know, I was kind of laughing that some stuff you had to cut it or crack it or break it. You know, we can't just scrap it. We have to cut it up to make sure no one could ever use it. I don't know who's hanging out at the fire department to use equipment. The hoses, you know, we got into a discussion about using them for bumper rails and on boat docks and stuff like that, but they cut all the fittings off and scrapped those too. So, yeah, that was probably the biggest thing we talked about.
Yeah, you did introduce a budget amendment, just routine.
Yes. Yeah, nothing major, just adjusting.
Gotcha. Section 8 housing, very little debate, discussion about that.
Right.
Folks seem to be pleased with the way Mr. Gautreaux's running that.
Brian runs a great program. He, you know, he's does a really good job for us. We have a good program. So that went very quickly.
And most of the council remarks, if any, were basically, hey, stay safe through the storm.
Keep your head down, you know. Yeah, it was a quick meeting.
There you go. Yeah. There you go. So no meeting Tuesday, July 4th for
correct.
Obvious reasons. The 18th, you say you're already working on and anything you can tell us?
You know, a lot of housekeeping, a lot of issues coming that nothing really out of the ordinary, but I just know they're stacking up. A lot of resolutions. I just saw yesterday, I was just moseying around looking, and I was there again this morning, and just – it'll just be a long meeting.
Gotcha. We do have a caller on the line.
Oh, great.
See if it's a question for the mayor. Hi, you're in the air.
Jeff, this is Larry Richard, and I'm so sorry. I wasn't listening to the radio, and then I heard Freddie's voice when I called.
That's quite all right.
I wanted to give you an update on the on our 10 o'clock meeting this morning, if you want me to.
Yeah, please do. I'm pretty sure Freddie would enjoy hearing it, too.
Okay. Of course, you know, Tropical Storm Cindy has been weakened to a Tropical Depression Cindy. And I'm going to go straight down from the notes that I just wrote. The wind gust is going to be anywhere from 25 to 35 miles per hour. Iberia Parish, we have a few trees that fell down. Public Works are picking those trees up right now and opening those roads back up. And the roads wasn't closed from the beginning for high water. It just was closed because of trees falling, but we're taking care of that as we speak. We expect another high tide afternoon, anywhere from 2 to 3 feet above normal. The Department of Transportation have roads closed in Iberia Parish, in the Lydia area for the most part. LA 83 at Tattoo Bridge, LA 83 at Bayou Warehouse Bridge, and LA 329 Avery Island Road at the entry going into Avery Island entrance going in there is closed right there. Iberia Parish have roads closed right now. At 10 o'clock, we have Larson Road closed. David Dubois Road is closed from Avery Island to Curtis Lane. Iberia Parish is included in tornado area. However, at this particular time, we do not have a tornado warning, but we are in a particular area, okay? Winds will continue throughout today till around maybe 7 o'clock this evening. The actual road that we have closed in Iberia Parish right now in the Delcom area is President Street, Richard Street, Dooley, Hickman, Church Street, Main Street, Charity Street, Wilford Landry, Lawrence Street, Bilbo Street, and also Bork Street. Iberia Parish Road with water over the road at this particular time. At the Port of Iberia, we have a Port Road, Curtis Lane Road, Adolph Road, Segura Road, Adross Road, Railroad Road, John Lewis Road, and David Dubois Road. Of course, I just told you we closed that David Dubois area from Avery Island to Curtis. And that's basically what we have going on right now. We're going to be monitoring this thing, Jeff, until it's over. So just wanted to give you a little recap. We will not have any more updates from the National Weather Service. Everything else that you're going to get from me is going to be what's happening in Iberia Parish.
Very good. Freddie, any questions, comments?
No, I just got a text from the fire chief, our fire chief, who was there. And thank you for that, Larry. I appreciate it. It's been really good to work with you through this whole storm, and we just keep on keeping on.
Freddie, I appreciate it. I'm going to send you an email in a little bit, and when you finish, just give me a call. I got some other stuff I want to talk to you about, and I appreciate working with you as well.
Great. Thank you.
Appreciate the call. Parish President Larry Richard. Again, we'll repeat some of that road information as we get it. The DOTD roads, again, Patu Bridge, Bayou Warehouse Bridge, and it was high water at Avery Islands Bridge as well. Some of the usual suspects for this kind of situation. Got a pretty good shower right now, a little bit of a squall working through downtown, but these kind of things are going to happen for the next few hours.
Yep, and I just hope we don't get too much because, you know, nothing can drain. You know, we all go out to the same outfalls, and with that tied up at the point, you can bet nothing's going to drain out of the city. So hopefully we get through today without a lot of weather and a lot of rain, and I think we'll be fine.
Any updates on any other projects going on in and around town? Any updates on whether it's the Jefferson Terrace drainage project or any other projects?
Jefferson Terrace should come out for bid, I want to say, in 60 days. We should have some numbers and be able to get that one going. Our little Church Alley project is a lot of mud right now. He pulled up all of the paving, and it's really rained ever since then, but that's ongoing. We turned some grants in, I think, the end of July for some other potential stuff downtown. I'm probably going to have a meeting with four or five people that have expressed an interest, some from last year, of possibly writing grants for the city. So I think I'm going to put them all in a room and kind of have a kind of open discussion and see who's really serious about attempting to write some grants for those grant fees. So I'm and kind of making sure that we control the destination or the area we're heading with these grants. But that's something that I wanted to wait till I was about 6 months in and then look at doing that, so that should be coming, which hopefully would spur some additional projects. We're looking at the little senior citizens building in City Park is really well rented, and yoga uses it, and it has a lot of functions there, so we want to revamp it a little bit. We know that upcoming we'll be looking at roofs. If you go to either one of our community centers, we got a lot of roof leaks. We got some issues, a lot of older flat roofs. So we're going to be looking, budget time is going to really spur at least some investigation into all these projects. Mm-hmm. So I'm starting now of looking and kind of starting to put budget numbers together and figuring out just what we need to do. We turn in the grant for the kayak dock, which supposedly is just a lot of paperwork, but we're definitely going to get it. So that is in the works. You know, we got a lot of stuff kicking.
Any updates on some of the economic development things you've been working on?
You know, I sent the Kmart building. That's one that has been going on with negotiations and incentives, and it's the most complicated one that we've got cooking right now. So we're going back and forth trying to get that locked up. It's four retail stores. Of course, everything is top secret. In the front building where the Exxon got knocked down, well, we knew they made the announcement that it was an Aspen Dental Clinic, and originally that was going to be three rental spaces. Now a restaurant is coming that has taken the two other spaces.
Okay.
But they won't tell me the name of the restaurant.
No, but still,
it's a restaurant. So.
And it's confirmed. It's coming.
It's coming.
Yeah.
So that one, then a couple blocks away, I've got another one working. And then we have a bigger development that I haven't heard from that guy lately, but he got options on property. I just knew that from, you know, being in a small town. So, you know, we're still rolling around. But the big one is the Kmart one, and that's the one that I'm really been meeting with Mike Tarantino, been meeting with, even got to go to Lafayette and meet with Greg Gautreaux of LIDA
and
give me some education on some of these different types of incentives and things that government in Lafayette has done, Youngsville, Broussard, so it's been fun to get myself up to speed on some of those things. And I'm actually utilizing them. I mean, we're kind of negotiating right now, so hopefully all that can gel and come together. You know, we need the jobs, we need the taxes, plus we just need the quality of life opportunities. You know, I want my citizens to be able to have more to do in town and more places to shop and more choices. So that's the biggest part of this, you know. I mean, when you look at, you clean up an empty building, you give people new choices, and you bring new things to town. I mean, that's kind of the whole point of growth. So I'm pushing that everywhere I can.
There you go. There you go. One thing, and I get this question asked a lot, and I know we've talked about it a few months ago probably, but the Trito Village, the renovation there.
Yes.
Anything you can tell us about what to expect and all that?
You know, it's, you know, that's two local people that own it, you know, Chris Jordan and Tribby Thornton, and I bless them for stepping up and taking on a project of that size. And I mean, you can look, they're fast renovating. They've got things going. I hear of a couple of new businesses going in. They're working on it. And like I said, I'm just proud of them for stepping up. I think they're going to clean up something that was long overdue for an upgrade.
Yeah, indeed. Indeed. Anything else you want to share with us? Anything else going on?
You know, just working, you know, learning that day to day and trying to keep things moving. Again, I spend a good part of my day with new businesses. I do spend part of my day every day with the possibility of a police department, and we're working through some issues now that almost finished a complete policy manual, kind of going through that one more time, putting together.
Is that something you feel the need to sell to the people first before you ask them to vote? Not necessarily just about the tax and the cost, but actually sell them on what kind of department you plan on having.
Yeah, if you're going to talk about community policing, if you're going to talk about physical fitness requirements, if you're going to talk about, you know, standards that are tailored for our community and the fact that we would get to start something new that no community's done, and it could be tailored for New Iberia and that our local ordinances would be enforced and we would be able to do some things, you know, differently, well, you better make the plan to do that. So a lot of that is done through policy. I'm not saying that I'm going to be walking door to door with the policy manual, but I do think that people need to have a good understanding that if they elect to do this in October and we vote in that direction as a community, we're going to be ready for July to get going. And I guess it's important for people to realize that the legwork's getting done now so that we're not sitting on our laurels and saying, oh, yeah, well, that'll be nice. We'll work that out. I mean, I really want to have a comprehensive plan and a, you know, steps to get there. So I work on that, you know, almost every day, and it's really coming together. We're putting together some charts and graphs and explanations, if you will. I can't tell you how to vote, but I want to make sure that my voters are informed. So I'm putting together brochures, PowerPoint, posters, really kind of getting all that together for a little bit later. I think it's one, we're not complete, and number two, it's a little too early for all of that, but that's coming. Won't be too long. That way people can be educated and understand exactly, you know, the money is dedicated. This is where it's going. This is what we'd be doing. You know, so between, I mean, I wrote around three developers, two of them last week and one a couple of weeks ago. So, you know, it's fun. I segment my day and I spend some of my day really looking at all my departments and how they function and what people are doing. And I can't help pull the calculator out and figure out how much stuff costs. I mean, that's been in me, you know, my whole, that's all I ever did. So I spend part of my day on that, part of my day on the police issue, part of my day trying to court new developers or keep these, kicking these cans down the road of the ones I got going just to keep them moving. You know, and then you have the day to day. I mean, my God, I signed my signature. I don't use that little stamp. I signed my signature. Well, I wanted to know. I said, I need to learn. I said, so for the first 6 months, we're not going to stamp anything. I'm going to sign everything. The amount of paperwork in government is pretty intense. I mean, every purchase order, it's pretty wild, but, it's great. It's a lot of fun and, you know, still much of a learning experience. Every time we have something new, like a storm or whatever, it just brings on a whole lot of, more learning opportunities, I guess you could say, but, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah. I remember when you, came into office as mayor pro tem, and that would have been the January of 2005, I believe.
Yes, sir.
But, you know, the frustration that government doesn't move as fast as you'd like it to, and as someone who came from the private sector into the public, is that still a frustration, or have we found ways to move it a little bit quicker?
No, it's still a frustration, and, you know, I don't want to be the rogue who breaks every rule in the book, but, you know, I'm constantly trying to push things along and question, do I really have to do this part? You know, mm-hmm. can I move this forward? It does not move fast enough for me, but I'm learning to work in the system. You know, like I said, I don't want to do things wrong. So I am learning to work in the system and follow the rules. I just punch as quick as I can, you know, because it does take a while. When you start thinking of how long you talk about something, you plan something, the paperwork, you line the money up, the steps with the council, it's all necessary because my council needs to be involved and my citizens need to know what we're doing. But, yeah, boy, things have a lot of steps. You know, if you could whip out an executive order every once in a while and just really move the ball forward, I'd probably end up in trouble, though.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we could roll. But, again, I do see the checks and balances. I would say that in my first, you know, I'm going in my sixth month, I'm starting to respect the checks and balances. There are a lot of times that I do see that, you know, you could just rogue something along and maybe get halfway through and find out that you don't have the support or that the council wouldn't want to move in that direction or your citizens would be saying, wait, you're doing what? So some of it I am kind of starting to respect that people do need to know what we're doing and we need to be open and communicate well with our council, and which is all good. Now, after I do all that, I'm ready to roll.
Mm-hmm.
So it is not fast enough, but it is what we have.
There you go. Anything else you want to add?
Just, you know, hopefully this weather will blow through today. Everybody stay safe and be business as usual by tomorrow. And thank you. That's it.
Always a pleasure. Once again, New Iberia Mayor Freddie DeCourt joins us usually on the Thursdays following city council meetings, which are the first and third Tuesdays of the month.